I'm going to go to the Reich and Mussi, Reich and Mussi. So just start with the Shaila, in terms of burning challah in the oven. Is there any wrong with burning challah in the oven? It gets involved in the Sugar Reich and Mussi, Reich and Mussi. Burning challah in the oven? Challah, challah, fresh challah? Look, there's a bakery in the tri-state area where many of us have eaten by, which is a minute of the area, that all these shamis bring their challah, put it straight into the oven, and they burn the challah in the oven. Is that a chachila or not? So when it comes to challah, you have to first discuss this. Challah is... What do you think? What? Okay, I'll get to it in a second. So when it comes to challah, there are a couple things. One thing about challah is like challah. By challah is one man is kahuna, that it's also very bizarre. And bizmana is that we're all tummy, so the challah is tummy, that you have to burn the challah. A lot of times people burn challah. A lot of times people want to check, you know, they check to see whether the challah is burnt. You stick in a fork or a knife to see whether it's burnt, right? You stab it to see that, to see whether it's burnt. And if you're going to do that, you can be treading up your forks and your spoons, because it's machos of surus and it's up to eat. And if you're going to be doing that, you end up treading up your forks and your spoons. What? If it's ice, it's ice, I'm saying. But you shouldn't be checking it with something which can be reused. You shouldn't be checking it. Now, how does manas says darbon? The first thing you have to clarify is reich mosi, reich alam mosi is only a shal be yisur deraisa, or will be the lacha by yisur darbon. We mentioned the last chabura that the Tzvahata said that chal shalom shem darbon, but the vachila lafay to mapas. This Tzvahata. Tzvahata says the whole lacha reich mosi, reich alam mosi is only on yisur deraisa. When we're dealing with yisur darbon, seeing that it's only darabanan over there, we're not machmer to say the whole machlokes on the Dereisa. We come to the darabanan, we're not machmer, and we say there is no problem. What was the hazard? The hazard was, he said, could be that either going that Reich HaMosi is only in darabanan. That's not in Dereisa. So in order to be machmer, we can't even say like Zera. The whole din Reich HaMosi is in darabanan. Right then, Chab is a man, that's darabanan. So like goes the Kuli High, that was a lesson, and therefore there is no din by Chab darabanan. What? I think that's what this meant, if I'm correctly. Like, go to Kulei Ha'i. The people got them, said that it's up and right from the Gemara, and we're right from coming to Tshuma. So it's like a Reichel Musi, Reichel Amel, so the Gemara, we're right from coming to Tshuma. Now, Tshuma, if you're once you're out of Dogging Spiritual Yisr, it's not their right, it's only their Abanan. So it's a Pima Gadim, so it's an open Gemara, command that even on Dini Darabanan, we see that there is Reich HaMosi even in the Darabon and the Raya from Kama Soch. The size of the Yain Nesach is more Chama. And it's Kibbutz Asa Raya, the size of the Yain Nesach, but it's always by many times we give it in Daraisa. Kama Soch is more of a, is more of a stay, right? The passage we're going to assume that even in the Siri Darabonan, there will be a Sugya of Reich HaMosi. There will be a Sugya of Reich HaMosi. So how we pass in Kapli Reich HaMosi? There would be. Passes with some there will be. From Gun Bings Life and Common Sochum. Passing Makhli Kim Gap. So how we pass in Kapli Reich HaMosi, Reich HaMosi, Reich HaMosi, how do we pass? So, what's that one? So I'm talking about involved Makhli Kishashi places, whether we pass in Martin over here, brings down a mice over here, that who brings it to Bali Bitsa, also Rabbi Kuz Bechel Bekutcha, who brings down Pasha of Metzli, also Vatana of Bekutcha. The Mechonish Mishain over here, whether he's passing a Reichel Musi, Reichel Amosi. The other Gemara says that he acted it. Pasha of Metzli, Vatana, also Lechel Bekutcha. The fact that Pasha, we cook with Tzli, we ask the Tzli of Bekutcha. Mashma over here, we pass again, Taka, Reichel Musi. What do you say? Yeah, I'm stopping. And Sachem. The fact that we asked the Tzli, it was also very Reich HaMosi. There's Shema Machik, right? The man says, the reason why we offer the Pasha offer, the reason why the Pasha can answer Bekutach, the reason why he is, because even if you hold Reich HaMosi, but Lechachila, we saw Shem Tishrashi, that Lechachila is still going to be offer. Even passing Reich HaMosi, but about Lechachila, we're marking for Reich HaMosi. So therefore, Pasha offer, being that you have opportunity to eat it, you cook it with fleishiks. Being that you have opportunity to eat with fleishiks, so you shouldn't go now and eat it with mochik, because achilu mamachmor for rechemusi, therefore it's still in the matzah of the achilu. The Ran said a different answer, but the Ran said the reason why over here it's going to be asur, he said maybe afchum a basav achalav, and normally maybe we pass kamechalam, we'll see. On the basav achalav, we're going to be machmor, that we're going to be machmor. Why are we machmor a basav achalav? The Ran said two has bear, either because basav achalav led bodily in Shemineh, people are more used to foot, you know, trace, you stay away from, nice touching trace. When you're dealing with basav achalav, you eat milk, you eat flesh, like people are led bodily in Shemineh, therefore we have to be extra machmor. We said the second answer, since maybe it's more niggish tam, you're niggish at Ambas of the Chalav, therefore that's the reason why we answered it. Akonos, we pass can really Rechel Amnosti. We pass Makrishan and Rechel. So Rant said two different stars. One is like Bada Inshamine, and one is maybe just niggish Tam, and so forth. Rant said two stars. But we pass can make a Rechel Amnosti. We pass in Rechel Amnosti. But, even a Rechel Amnosti, there's a Machlech Rishaynim on the side of Rechel Amnosti, is it Lechachila? Or maybe Rechel Amnosi is still going to be Atzal Chachila. Right? Rashi said Rechel Amnosi holds that still it's going to be Atzal Chachila. And Shane came twice as brought a riot and it's not Rechel Amnosi that it's Mutzal Chachila. So Mechaber passes like the rest, that even though we hold Rechel Amnosi, but Lechachila you have to be Machma. It's on top. Yeah. Now, there's a dig in the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is some in a case where one is kachish and one is shaman. That's the tea of the Gemara. The Gemara says that, why is it awesome? Mefasim me adadi. You go around and it's mefasim each other. That's the reason why it's going to be awesome. So, the Chayim Shtel, why does it say a case where one is kachish, one is shaman? And because it's mefasim me adadi. Obi Allah, you have two chushim in there. Two things which aren't strong. The book Kachis. The Shaz, in that type of situation, Obi Allah is. The Machlokes Rav and Levi, also over there. So Taz and Shach, they're both Medayik. But factoring where it says the case that where one is Kachis and one is Shamin, Obi Mashman. In the case we have two chushim, both of them are Kachis. Over there, the Bechlad, there wouldn't be Machlokes. And everyone's going to agree in that situation that Rechel Amnosi. The reason why they want to talk about a case with one is Shammai, because only over there does Machlokes. Mashenkin, if you have two things that are totally Kachish, over there everyone agrees that Rechel Amnosi and it's going to be Mutter. The Torah Chatas and Lamnei Gimel, the Taz brings down that says that even in a case with Shem Chushim, you have to be Machmud Chachila. So Shaz, what do you do with the riot? Look, it's a good riot. The Gemara says one cock is one shaman. Masha same kushim is gonna be mutter. What's the pshat? How do you answer according to the Shita's hold the same kushim? There's nothing about Sakhila. What's the reason why they went to that case of one cock is one shaman? The Khara is to say even a bigger chish, even when there's same kushim. Oh, we'll get that in a second. So Pim Gadra says that it's not a riot. Why? Because the Gemara is saying when Machlokes, right? One cock is one shaman. So Levi says Mutter and Rav says Asr. Why I'm passing out Dadi? Let's assume we got them that if one's kachet, one's shamein, then Rav holds Asr b'diavad. If the book Chushim, Rav is going to be masking that Lachila is Asr and b'diavad is Mutter. Because we have no raya to say when the same Chushim is totally going to be Mutter. The reason I think Mar says the case where one's kachet, one's shamein, because you want to say Chibin said, according to Manda Reichel Mosi, that it's going to be Asr. We have no raya to a case where they're both kachish. That everyone's going to agree in that situation that's Mutter Chachila. The reason why the Gemara says one Kach no Shaman is to tell you that according to Rav, it's Mutter B'diavad. And Echana, what? How's what? That's the Chiddush Rav, it's Mutter B'diavad. But Abba, everyone's going to agree that there's going to be a Chachila, even in Rav, that there still would be a Chachila, or there still would be a Chachila in the case where the book Chushim and the Chachamim, there still would be a Chachila, he shouldn't do it. The reason why we say one Kach one Shaman is that it's sad to say it's also B'diavad. Rav says also B'diavad, and Levi says it's not going to be also B'diavad. But Abba, if it's still the same Chushim, it's still going to be also the Chachila. What do you mean? Right. The Hesu Shabbat Vilas Kachish, which is right. Here's a here's nothing, but the reason why the Gemara says the case of one cup of shaman. Why the Gemara says that even according to what? And the Achas Shulchan was in Dekin Shulchan Aruch. Ain't someone but a Kseir and but a Nevela. I have some of them to Tanei Achad. I have some of them to Zeh. It's only some of them. I feel like it's a Shemein Harbi of the Tzuris Raza. The Dekin the Mamla Shulchan Aruch and it says a Lacha. You don't do it. And it's going to be a Mutter. Even if it's a Shemein Harbi from the Tzuris Raza over there still it's going to be Mutter Mediyeva. The Achas Shulchan was in Dekin. That's Masma that it's like a Filo. Let me boy if they're both Kushim, that's going to be also Chachila. Even if one's Shamein and one is Kachet, still it's going to be also. It's Muslim Yidayik that there would be a Chachila even though there was Shem Kushim. Right? Yeah. But if Chushim was Yidayik, I feel like that to say that the Master Shem Kushim. What? Didn't say anything, it's not that there would be a Chachila. That's a Chachila. Even the same question would be asked. So nice that Prima Gazan, the way he passed into Prima Gazan, is like this. So nice, like everything else in life, we're not the king, we're not so knowledgeable. Prima Gazan says that even if you want to be Mekah on Shneim Kushim, but nice, we're not Bucky Bizmanazah, Ben Kachas Lashamin, like this old cafe come out, you know, a lot of times. We're not Bucky Ben Kachas Lashamin. So therefore, Prima Gazan says, you have to be Machmer, even if we could be Mekah on Shneim Kushim, but we're not Bucky Bizmanazah, Ben Kachas Lashamin, therefore you have to be Machmer. Besides one exception, this path, we do know that. The path we do know is kachash. So the Kimgana says, by path, if you have two breads, one you want to cook a trefer bread with a kasher bread, that's when Kimgana says that, beside that, we would be baki. But Kimgana says, the ma'isa machmer tabula bracha. By same kushin. I think we've been kushin for other sheep. By same kushin, that's a machmer tabula bracha. Doesn't say why, imagine that's coming from the machmer tabula bracha, because the art in this, right, the whole that same kushin, ma'isa we are. We are machmer chachila, so therefore it's machmer tavla bracha. So therefore that's why it's machmer tavla bracha. Yeah, separate thing. There's no zeh by eichus. Zeh is only a sugya in mashkin. Zeh is mashkin. Eichus is also saying reichus is also separate thing. About by eichus there would be reichus. It'll be the same thing. Machmer tavla bracha. By what? Yeah, but we're not Bucky. What did you say? Okay. When I say copy here, we are Bucky saying. What did you say? What did you say? FY. Right, see. And our bonus won't make it. Then maybe Reichel. Let me say what? The Saturn everyone else, you think, well, since Reichel is only their bonus, so therefore. And in the Chila, therefore, they're mocking him to. What? He's like, what? Since Reichel is only in the Chila, so copy that, we will be lucky, and therefore, whatever. I'm going to come to bringing your. What? There's a Mach with Tavla Bracha. That's all. Right. No, Tyson say that maybe to be a Mashu. That's a different thing. How much is a Mashu? Sorry, it's a different thing. That's a Mashu. When doing a Mashu, maybe it's all separate. We were doing when it's not a Mashu. were having whether they did Reichel Moshe, Reichel Moshe. So they were the Pruman. I'm going to Pruman says, Mach Matav Lebach. When it comes to burning the chal in the oven, so Me'ikah Din is going to be okay. Saying Me'ikah Din is not going to be a problem. Reichel Moshe, when it comes to Pass, it's going to be Dav of Kachish. According to Prima Khan, we have a Machmet Tavalar Bracha that Machmet Tavalar Bracha. And the second reason why I say not to do it is because it could be our breads a little bit different. Olden day breads, nowadays we have more ingredients in breads, they add more things to it. So it could be it's not 100% borrowed to say that our breads are totally kachish. Could be our breads, depending on what you put into it, depending on what the recipe is. Anyway, what do you say? That's a matter. That's a need and back and forth, whether Shema does and doesn't, Ike or real, doesn't. What? The shaman does not. They bring back from Achmi Tzayda because it was shaman. There's a style like that, depending on what you put in. It could be, depending on what you put in. Depending on what. Mixing up that way. Oh, okay, you have to have a cinnamon. Saying there should be a cinnamon or something. That's about, yeah, okay. What you say? When something else is in there, yeah. Yeah, even though when you do it on its own, so again, to the shayla is that maybe it's going to go, it's not going to have to have anything, it's just going to go into the oven, and then once it goes into the oven, that's the sugar, so invited, Zach is ever is not a problem. When it goes, once it goes into the kli, it loses its pitum. It's the lesson of shakla is that it doesn't come out. Not from the shakla, from that it does go in, it doesn't come out. So it could be a shayla, but the list there, I'm saying, if we make it, if there's a recha, so the reich is there, and it's going into the oven. You know, it's not going to have to anything later on. It'll be a shabbat delisa. Well, what's the difference? That's why you shouldn't do it. That's why you shouldn't do it. No, you're putting something in. If you're taking it and putting it into your oven. What do you say? That's because it's not in your thing. Or you're putting it into your clean. What do you say? Which is the only thing that's going to come out? What? Show me up a list. The shadows in the gate in the area. You're saying exactly what? What do you say? I'm going to Kivega. Kivega is a cat. We'll get that. We'll be down. We'll get that when we see it.
What do
you say? No, if you cover it, yeah. In case where it's open, yeah. It's covered? It's open? Okay. Yeah, it's covered. It's okay. The only thing I have to deal with is covered is to take Kelim. If it's covered, it's covered. Right? Don't rate them when things are covered. I'm saying. If you don't know where it's open. If it's covered, it gets into silas to take Kalem. Because the bleed from the challah goes into the silver foil, and the silver foil is touching the oven. It gets into silas of steak Kalem, but we'll put down the side. Wait. What
do
you say? Is it Godol and. What do you say? We'll get to that in a second about Fine, so the machlokes is with one kachet and one shamin. That's the whole machlokes. So same chus we said right a lot of shamin, a lot of maker. We're going to say machmor tavla bracha. So with the machlokes is one kachet, one shamin. That's what we have the machlokes. So how does it work? One kachet, one shamin. So the Gemara says, the reason why it's asked is Mefatim al-Dadi. So Rashi's Mesuch is, the way it works is that the Reich Men HaShemen Nichnas HaKachash, the Reich Men HaShemen goes into the Kachash, Mefatimai, the Chod is there, but the Reich. But the way it works is that the Reich of the Shaman goes into the Kachash, it's Mefatim, now it makes the Pitam, the Chod is there, but the Reich. The way it works is that it goes into the Kachash, makes it now Shaman, it makes it mafatimit, sorry. And after it's mafatimit, and that goes and gives a freyach, and therefore that's the reason why reich is going to be milsi. Now the mechanics is not the pshat. The shach is also from Marie. That the way it works. Marie, it sounds like saying that the way it works is that the shaman goes around. You could have said the shaman goes around that the reich is going around, traveling. It passes by the kachet, gets some bleus from it, and keeps on going. I'm not saying not like that. I'm saying the way it works is it goes into the kachash, it's mafatimit, and once mafatimit, that gives off freyach. Once it gives off freyach, therefore it goes bite. Right. Now it's a metzias. Look how you have to answer. It's a metzias now. This has a pitum, like the size of it. This is a metzias now. It's a pitum. Therefore, it's okay. Fine, it's okay. Along those lines. Now the shaila is according to Rashi. Let's say you cook. You probably say, chick, you have a kissing mark, right? You have an available shaman, with pasta with his kachis. You cook it together, and then you take the nevela out and you put another piece of chicken in. The shayla is not chicken. You have something, one thing kachis, one thing shaman, right? You put them together. What do we say? The shaman goes into the kachis, the fatim, it gives a reach, and it goes right. Now you take out the shaman and you put another davar kachis in. You have two kushin. The shayla is that once we say that the way shaman works is that it goes into the kachis, mafatimit, the shayla, does it now make it into shaman? And it by itself has a koyach now to give off recha, and it's going to answer the second thing? Or no, the ma'isa, it is still kachis, and same kushin we said, whatever it is, and still it'll still be kachis. So to Megadim, Tavan Zion, Gimel, and Arachayim, he has a stat to say that the way it works is that it makes it shaman. Tavan Zion, Gimel, he has a stat to say that the way it works is that it makes it shaman. The shaman goes to the kachis comes shaman, and now that it's shaman, it could, if you now, afterwards, you go put it into the next place, over there it's shaman, and it's going to answer. We had Tafim Zayin, Gimel, and Arachayim, yeah. The Yehudim Kufhei Chafdalid, he's Chaylik, he says that it's not Rashi means. He says it just means that it's Mephatimin enough that it gives off Recha. But he says that about it doesn't make it a massive that it by itself is Shaman. About it still is Kachas. It just means Mephatimin that now has a Koyach. It has enough Koyach to give off Recha. About it to say that it gets the level of Pitzim, that it itself now is a Dagger Pitzim, and that it comes a Shaman, that after the next thing, we don't say it's Levite. That's what the Yehudim says. The shaman goes into the kachas, it gives it enough kayach, and now it can go for recha. But not that it is a shaman. Enough kayach to give recha. Not that it itself is a shaman. Well, it's not enough that it itself is a shaman that you put it somewhere else, that it's going to have enough kayach by itself to give out. It goes in, and now it goes in now, it gives a recha, and it gives a temporary thing that has enough kayach by itself. Right. Once it comes out, it's not going to go right to it. What do you say?
What happens?
You have a shaman ether, kachash ether. So the shaman ether goes into the kachash ether, and now the ether gives up recha. So it's going to go wherever it's going to go. Yeah, it's going to go. All the shaila is when it's zach is there, already came out. Now the shaila is the shaman kabe itself, or is it national? The shaila is how much does recha go when recha goes somewhere? How much does it go? Right, we saw in cafe. Fishel, mafeh, all over the place. You cook something, it travels all over the place. Flea, malicha, some go to Natila, some go to Eklipa. The shayla is when you have something recha milti, on the side of recha is milti, or in a situation where even passing recha la milti, we're going to see the three cases of recha is yet milti, tanner sasum, or if it's davar charif. And in the shayla, in those scenarios, how much is it going to be after? How much does it go? Right? Two things to touch each other, one's no liquid. I can ask everything, say Natila, say Eklipa. Is that going to be better than its flea? Does it have a dagger bishel that it's going to fail all over the place, or no, maybe only goes a little bit? So it's slach, what? Okay, let me have it there. So slach wants to say, slach, slach am I involved? He wants to answer the question of why the Gemara is the case of one kachas, one shaman. Why don't we say a case of two kushim? So the slach says, that is, because if they're both going to be kachish, it's not going to ask them more than kedei netila. Just like if they touch, two things touch each other, it's not going to ask them more than kedei netila. So if you have recha of two things which are kachish, it's definitely not going to ask them more than kedei netila. And the sugya is my case where asking kuloi. That's just why Gemara says one kachish and one shaman. As anachman bishnei kushim, maybe also be after. Just the reason why we say a case one kachas one shaman because we want to ask the kula. Name kushim, it can't be better than the actual touch. The actual two things touch each other. Right? Take a cherry piece of meat and touch a piece of meat, touch each other. We're going to say only goes kedei netila. Recha milti can't be better than that. Rechem Milti, and I can be better than that, and Mela, that's the one more than one. Because Moshe, because same conclusion, it won't answer more than Kedem Tila. He says the Kedem Tila over here is going to be all around the piece. And two pieces touch each other, only the connection where they touch each other. Rechem, that's traveling, so it's going to answer, you're going to have to fix the Kedem Tila around the whole perimeter, diameter, whatever, around the whole piece. Because it travels all around. But about it's not going to go more than, it can't be better than two things touching each other. Even what? I mean, lying on the floor. Oh, okay. And come on, yeah. By Reicha. If it's a case of Reicha, you can have cases where in the oven they touch each other and nothing say law. Previous and Shalala A, she can have a lot of scenarios where. What do you say? Yeah, that's sound like that. He's saying, why is the Gemara saying one carcass, one shaman? He's saying, it says. He doesn't think about the Rabbin lady, not Magdish Dab. But he's saying the whole Machlaikis, we're having a Machlaikis with the Yavin, not with the Yavin, that's cool, and that's cool, that's the Machlaikis over here. No one's going to ask the Machlaikis, even Siva, it's not Mukhwaj, joining Rabbin lady. Okay, maybe it's not the Malach, I'm saying. But he says the Malach is because he's not going to ask the Gedim Yitzhila. Now, the Rukas Abaytim over here in Simon Kovchet, they're looking for it. It's not Yitzhar. It's you walk in straight ahead on the side of it. But it's not Chai Shuvitz. It's safer on your day. So, he's Chaylik. He says, first, Rukas Abaytim. He's like, I came out with it, yeah. That Reicha cannot be better than touching, just like touching those Genetila, Reicha cannot be any better than that. And can never ask a. By Chusin, Shamein is a favor Kulay. What did he say? Not that he has a Kulay. Let's say Shneim Chusin, if you have a case, say Shneim Chusin, and if you would hold it up. And you want a case, maybe same Chusin, Sassan, Lagamri, same Chusin, Davachar, whatever it is, in the case where it would be us there. Yeah, that Machlik is, according to the Prophet, say, according to the Bible, would be us there. The only ask is only going to be the Negin and Tilt. And then we pass each other. There was the basic Felix. What do you say? Oh, got that. So the first thing brings down that Machaber says, if you have Pippasua, Katana goes, Mutta, Uvash, the Eagles, Evazah. The Uvah, they don't touch each other. It's a place you want to say, Pazay Chedish. That he wants to be dying. Vajik is there, that if they do touch each other, he wants to say, so with there, everyone agrees, Reicha Mus. Reicha Mus, and he'll ask everything. So Chavit says, Vajik is there, what will be if they do touch each other? And the crazy place is in the thing of Sefkatane, is that if they do touch each other, if you remember them in Sefkatane Gimel, if they do touch each other, it's going to ask the Kulay, because once they touch each other, he says that Reicha is better. What? No, he's not saying chusin. He's saying, why is the right of chalal? I mean, what's the chalal idea? If one carcass, one shaman, the chalal has to move each other, I mean. And one shaman, he has to move past each other. One second. Good point. Last time again, there's a Reicha call. If they touch each other, everyone says, everyone agrees, Reicha Mils. If they touch each other, everyone. Says, if it touches you. No, it's like this. If it touches each other, everyone agrees, Reicha Mils. No, Machlekes is. Even though we pass in Reicha Mils, right? What do you say? He's saying because the Shamish is passing the Kachish and Shigol Gamri. That's what he's saying. The Israelis go get a Tila. No, we're going to the Tila. He's saying, after our call, after the call, he says. That's exactly so much Nechusim. I don't remember. Double check it. So much Nechusim, we're talking about whatever. Hey, it's a good point. Thanks. One call from Shem. What? He says Reicha Milti. You know, I guess maybe some else same Kushim. I mean, it's Hathor's not. I'm saying maybe he's going that side. I go, he says that they touch each other. What? That was just the one that has a skill. Okay, I don't remember if he's going to Nechusim or he's going that. If you're going to have it works, or is it going to have double check it. Okay, what he wants to say, the Kanak is going to say is, we touch each other over there, Reichel Musi, and it's going to ask that.
They touch each other like hot bread and an open arrow.
Different ground point that. What?
It's
like Paschama and Yain Sinan. So I get this. Because Weiss says, also, you see from the whole thing of Paschama and Yain Sinan. Of course, over there, Paschama and Yain Sinan, you have the Yain on the bottom, the Pasch on the top. And over there, the Mashmois is the attack. It's going to be us over there. We say Tatoigov, if we pass the Tatoigover, Mika Din, so then if you have something on the bottom cold and the top is hot, we pass the Tatoigover, it doesn't matter anything, Mika Din. So we see also if you have Paschama, Yain Sen, and the Yain's on the bottom, that we see that it's going to absent. From all those cases, in the case of cold and hot, we see that we're going to ask for the Rukas, which it says, the Vaisa is the Recha is a different kayak than Nagia. Even though maybe Nagia would say, only goes Kenitila, Recha is a different kayak and has more kayak than touching, and Taka. We see from the Paschama, Yain Sen, and we see that it is, yeah, it goes even bit same, and it goes Recha. Maybe wine is a tremendous kayak. Even by coal it works, even though Tatai Gover, Recha is more of a kayak. Recha is more of a kayak than touching. And says the Recha is more of a kayak, and says Recha the Maestro would ask for everything. He says, Mitzvah, anyhow, he says that the way Recha works is it goes up, right? He says, Recha, we just touch two things. The bleeds don't go so far, and it goes going to see that. When you get on the Recha, so Recha's traveling, and it, you know, wherever the smell is, it travels and can travel through the whole thing. So he says, Mitzvah, it's like the Mitzvah Maestro, the Maestro is going to ask our call. Let's close the window. He says that even though by two things touching each other, it's only got to the Nesila, when we're dealing with Recha, it can ask everything. Recha is more of a kayak than two things touching each other. It's more than two things touching. Two things touching each other goes to Nesila. Recha, on a Tan that is also, in the case of the word, it's going to be off the Tan is also, right? Tan is also Machmer. What are we Machmer? We're going to Machmer that asks the call. He says, as far as it travels to the thing. What? That's what the place he wants to say. And that's the place. If we're going to be on Pasuk, the place to copy that. But he wants to have more of a kayak. Has more of a kayak and taka what else? Let's just have a chidush in the place and the Rukas Abaisan. Rukas Abaisan is just saying the case of Rechim will see the Tzach Masin on the Gosh Dei Netzila can't be better than flea. And Rukas Abaisan is saying that no, that it is better and it has to call. The second time when the Nogim is there, what's going to happen? The place where the Nogim is there, double check what the case is talking about, that over there we can drink a Muslim and ask for more. That Kiddush is going to be a Kabbalah. The Goyim says the palm of when he touches each other, he just says that. I feel a bit slain in not the thing touching each other. The Goyim says over in Tavkatan, Tavkatan Gimel. Even slain shouldn't be touching each other.
So,
yeah, you see, he's not saying it is. If I think it's there, nothing to do with a special Kiddush drink a Muslim in that case. Yeah, it could be those men. Whatever, yeah. I feel a bit slain. How much of that I can't be worth thinking in the Tila. But upon him, the guy saying no special than the Reichel Mosin. The Pugam says, Kabi, Dachit is the place that we don't pass him like, the Pugam says. But Kabi, the other thing that asks the call, the story, the Maestro, we would pass him like that. Not like it's not. Oh? That's the only good Kanetila. That we're not going to hold. The other Kiddush, two things touching each other, we say Reichel Mosin, that's a separate Kiddush. Now, the Sukhmarach at the end, the Kiddush, Sukhmashma, is that the Sukhmarach of the end is that if you have even everything in the Tanner comes together in Vatalista. But the Rama says that which you say, that's only when you don't have Shishim. If you have Shishim, we say everything is Mitzvah. Let me boy, if that one piece has Shishim, it's definitely Mutter. Even if you have Shishim with all the other pieces, like the Ramah, that's not, it's going to be mutter. Let's go on the first case. The Ramah says, let me buy that piece of shishim is going to be mutter. It'll be held like the flach. That Reichel Mosi, all it does is go to the Netila. So, shishim is not going to help you. Shishim only helps, it's going to pass it all over the place. And we say it's not shishim. But the fact that we see from the Ramah, the Ramah says, let me buy the piece itself is shishim, it works. Well, even to stop everything else, it's declaring how that it isn't mispasa all over the place. So it's equally held not like the Tzach and Recha, if we mostly, what do you say? Chol Mokim, I mean Recha mostly, that's the B'diavet. Chol Mokim could be by, it could be Davachar, it could be Sassam Agamri, it could be, No, the title is, let's say it's Tana Sassam Agamri, right? So how much is it going to ask? According to Tzach, it can't be better than touching. So it's going to ask Kenei Tilo. So it came with Sato piece. 10 already. Where did I run off to, by the way? Was what? What? In days? What? What did I say? End of Aleph? End of Aleph. What did I say? What did I say? Beginning of Aleph? Okay. Okay, we'll go a little later. It sounds like this. When you have Recha, which is going to be Aser, how much is going to be Aser? Is it going to add just a Kedin Atila, or it's going to add some more? The Tzach would say it can't be more than touching. Touching is the Atila, therefore it's going to Aser. We're going to break some Chalik. Recha is more of a Kayak than touching. Touching is Bliya. Bliya is going to go Kedin Atila. Recha is the smell or the Bliya, whatever it is. What? Atila around all things. Tzach is Atila around all things. Do you mean that? What? Yeah, something will be whatever, yeah. Maybe same chush and satsam legami, if you're not. Yeah, it's usually milk is not going to get it right. Well, even one right in the case of what we see when you have yayin seinen paschama. No, that was the rukus of Beisim Zayin. That was the rukus of Beisim Zayin. Paschama, yayin seinen, you bring Zayin from over there. Place was a good thing about where they touch each other. The place is the one that says they touch each other is going to be also, that's like a. No, I'll have to double check. He said Reichem Lutz. I don't think it's Hashem. It's Hashem and it could be Samzai. Samzai is the thing. Hello? That was fine? No. He just called it kind of crazy. He's saying Samzai passed in like the gang of the Rukas of Paisim. We see from Ramah Lachar. He held us a sign of Shishim. That we see that it goes all over the place. What? Yeah, coins place even the gears with we loved after the Akhidish fine. So okay, somebody warmed, yeah, let's go okay like this. Somebody made chicken for Shabbos and had the challahs in the oven at the same time. So Shaila is he wants to use the challah Sunday afternoon for leftover challah and he wants a cream cheese sandwich. The question is, can he make a cream cheese sandwich? Can we kimchi sandwich or not? What do you say? No. There's no problem with that. The halacha is one small amount. Number two, it's only us there if you make fleish sugar bread and milk sugar bread as ingredients of fleish sugar and milk sugar. We can see another thing over here. Right? Pass the offer. So we pass, what? What do you say? Oh, yeah, it's not yet. What do you say? That's it, what? We're talking about the second. Okay. We're talking about the second. Okay. What? Alright, so let's go. So come on, so we're asking. What do you say? Yeah. Yeah. So Michael said he wants to be in the middle. And he said the reason why the if I touch it? Yeah. It's because it touches the Zachar. Now it's a bleed. Now it's not the Nanus, it's a bleed, it should be. Because it's touching the Mamushas. Yes, Mamushas. And when the Mamushas is an upper part in Basar, the Mamushas says if you cook past in Basar, that's like a Chalov. So we pass skin. Even though you're passing a Reichel, I'm not seeing the Rav says, still the Achilles can be also. Therefore, if you cook pass, what's called Achilles to the Yavetz? The Rav says, of a pass and bus, also the Achilles from Chalov, it's also the Tidim Chalov, immediately pass Acher, that since we're passing a Reichel, mostly the Achilles, therefore, if you cook pass and bus, it's also to eat it if you have another pass. So the same case, if you have him off a pass and miss, if the Goyim cook pass with Isser, also looking at, like, the pass, immediately pass Acher, it's also to cook the pass, immediately pass Acher, the cause them because of chilas. So the two halachas over here in the gedav achil b'diav. We pass can reichel am. We'll see, but achil we're going to ask. What's the gedav achil b'diav? So our mitzvah is two conditions. One is if a goy did it, you want to go buy from the goy. Zakta Rama that lechachilo you can't buy from the goy. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is that you cook the pas with butter. You should not eat the bread with milk. Why? You have other bread. Why? Because that's called lechachilo. Because being that you could go eat the pas with milk, don't go eat with plates. That's called lechachilo. So this came where you point out that Simcha Kuchav Beis says that if you have when it's a great cook something with any ben yoyim, okay, so any ben yoyim, that over there we say once the guy did it already, that's covered the yavid and it's mutter to buy. So Shaila is why over here the Ramah be machman they now buy the pass because that's called lechachila, and when it comes to the sugam let some scam we say that once the guy cooked it, it's mutter to buy from it, it's mutter to buy from them because that's called the yavid. If that's covered the yavid and let some scam we say let some scam lechachila that's covered the yavid over there we say. That once he did it already, you gotta go buy it. So why over here would be more machmir when we're saying by the bread, you now go buy it. Why is it different than over there? The Prime Gadam says over here that could be pas more chomer because a pas yichya adam. Seeing that bread is more chomer, it's plenty more machmir, pas is a chazer of that. What? It's your life support. Has anybody knowing my or else what? No, there's no reicha, so maybe. No, but nitzam gam is only if there are blias. If there's no. No, nitzam gam is if you cook something, right? Nitzam gam is only if you cook something, blias come out. But nitzam gam. If you play with something, blias come out. If it's something which is totally kachish, so. If it's touching it or not touching it? Oh, it's touching it. If it's touching it, then. Where should come out? There. The other malach is to say it's kuya. The other malach is to say that maybe reicha is more chomer, being that Rashi this paskin reicha is mosi. This time nishan reicha is mosi. Or make a wake a lot mosi. But therefore, more mach when it comes to more mach when it comes to reicha, because it's time to reicha mosi. So therefore, what I'm going to say the evidence if you bought it already. So go buy. Not like that. And the Prima Gaon says both ways. One in Dala, one in Vava. Wait, say, why is it one that? That's not sure. Because here the b'diavet, no. Normally, Nisam Gam is also chachila, but the b'diavet. Here, it has to say even b'diavet is also. Then we share a whole sauce even b'diavet. We pass the chemosi. Therefore, we're going to say the b'diavet is only if you have it. We're not going to make it, I have to go buy it. Mashingel over there, the b'diavet says once it's done, it's okay. So if you can go buy it. Mashingel over there, you decided this, sir. Don't go buy it. Don't go buy it. The going is chaluk. The going says that. The guy says that about that, just like we see over there, that the lechachila, it's not called lechachila buying from it. So the guy over here, it's chiluk, and he says that over here, once the guy did it already, you'll be mutter to buy. The guy is chiluk on that chiddush. Also, on the second chiddush, gamma shita rav gamma basa v'chalav, that which the Ramah is mekel and basa v'chalav. That if you made your chalas with your chicken in the oven, and we say that it's for Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, you want to have a kimchi sandwich, and you have no other bread, and it's yamat smooth, and the stores are closed, you can't get any more bread. So I'm not saying that's what? Bread doesn't come out Sunday? What? Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Akapanim. Yeah, so according to Ramah, come out that mutter, you know, if it's, you have no other, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, right, you're eating, you want to sit down for a suda, all you have is your bread, which you cook together with your chicken, laniach that there was no hafsek day in between, so according to Ramah, come out, that's all you have, you can't get bread 2 o'clock in the morning, you could go now, make a kimchi sandwich, and it's going to be mutter. But they're going, that gam bachav tachim, kim v'ashadachal b'lechalav, ha'milchachilav. He wants to say that since this bread, so we're not going to look at the matzah. We're also look at the matzah more likely. Being this matzah, I want to eat, I want to have a kosher sandwich. I don't have any bread. That's called the yavid. I'm stuck. It's me mutter. The grain says more like you look at the bread. Is this bread going to go to waste or not? If you cook with nevela, if you make her and say that the reichim mostly, you're going to have to throw it out. Therefore, that's called the yavid, and therefore it's going to get thrown out. So therefore, that's called the yavid. Like they know. Oh, over here we look at the pot. If you have the pot, it's not going to go in the garbage. You can do it, Fleishik. Okay, right now you want to have a creamy sandwich. You don't have any other bread. Who cares? Being that the pasta itself is not going to go to waste, Dr. Goyin, that's called still a chachila, and the Goyin's cooking around one, he says the mice that you would not be able to eat it to make a creamy sandwich.
It will go to waste.
So that's dietic. I'm not sure. What is it? Saying. What? He says that what? That you can't eat it. Why can't you eat alone? My chachas odin paskin like the pashas hashachanar. Chachas odin says talk of it. The chachas odin says in some time days he passed like the pashas hashachanar. And he said to Rabbi that he says both cases. He says that is in a case where it's you don't have anything else. Saying and we pass. You don't have enough. So in that case, like the Prima Gadim over there, that will be. It depends where you live. I live up the hill, you live down the hill. In the olden days, they had a baked bread we're talking about, right? It wasn't like a 5-minute walk, right? Those days, you know, making bread was all the whole time. Now you want to know if it worked 5 minutes later. Thanks. What? Okay, I think we're over time over here. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.